there are going to be five things that we talk about that keep a business small. The first one is that people try to save money by doing things themselves. Second, that they use the business dollars to support their lifestyle. And then the third is their plan. Their plan is small. They're trying to make a plan for the business that they themselves can work. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that I've seen Robert's plans for his business, and they're always huge.
Right. When I made my first million, it was 10 million. After 10 million, it went to 100, and now it's a billion. And the reason for that is because it keeps me excited. It keeps me on the edge. It keeps me in the unknown. I mean, I'm always testing what I don't know so I can make it what I know.
Exactly. In fact, I tend to call it that little feeling in the pit of your stomach. And personally, that's where I go. And what that means is we all have boxes around ourselves. We all have places that we have set as boundaries. And when you start to push at those boundaries, you're going to feel that. For me, I feel it in my stomach, and that's where I go. Now, I don't go crazy because I don't know what's out there, and I feel, for me, that's too risky. But if I'm not constantly pushing at the boundaries, I'm going to keep getting smaller and smaller within my own box.
Right. So I've seen people who get too conservative. You know, they think that the more they manage their cash flow better, the more conservative they get with their cash flow, they're actually, the spirits start caving in on them. And so what I do is I push my boundary to the point where my cash flow and I start to get a little bit, not shaky, but we're right at the edge. What I'm doing with my cash flow constantly is managing it to the point where I start getting a little bit excited, a little bit of doubt creeps in. But that stimulus is where my intelligence grows. And what small businesses do is they stay within their capabilities and they don't push themselves to the edge or over to the boundaries cash flow-wise. So the thing that I say to people is when somebody comes up to me and say, I got this new product and all this, I often want to find out how big their dreams are. For instance, there's a difference between somebody who wants to open a hamburger stand on a street corner and somebody who wants to build a McDonald's. One is the size of it. And most small business people just want to open a hamburger stand. They don't want to start a McDonald's. And so what I say to people is this, if you want to get rich, you got to build a McDonald's. That's the way you look at it. The way you get rich is you want to serve more people. It fundamentally comes from I can serve more people. A lot of times, and this applies to everybody, the S stands for selfish. In other words, they just want to cover themselves, they want to protect themselves. But if you really want to get rich through a business, then you need to be generous. And when I look at getting richer, I want to push my boundaries of what I know how to do way beyond my abilities, and that's how I grow. But still, I can't go too far, because if I go too far, then you fall off the edge. What is knowledge and what is learning? What is intelligence? Intelligence is knowing where the boundary is for you. You know, and I can't tell you where that is. Only you can know that. And generally, it's inside your heart, inside your stomach, and inside your brain. You'll find that boundary out there. And so what I'm constantly doing is pushing the boundary. So I'll say it again, is the way you get rich, one of the ways, is by being generous. And like Ray Kroc, his business plan when he built McDonald's was to build hamburger stands on every major street corner throughout the world. And he was being generous because not only did he provide hamburgers, but he also allowed people to buy franchises from him. He worked his plan, but he worked it big. So if you want to get rich, think of getting big. And the reason you want to get big is to be more generous. And the more generous you are, the more money you're going to make.